He smiled, and I figured somewhere in his travels he must have heard about the duck. He sobered himself, fixed his eyes on his thumbs, and sagged a little in his seat.
Sometimes I don't know what to do with Benito. He's not a bad kid. He just doesn't know a lot of stuff. All he knows is boxing. All this success is hard on a man like Benito, who comes from nowhere.
He looked up to see if I was buying. I made a derisive sound, and he acknowledged my disgust.
"I'm not excusing him," he said,
his face a study in bitterness.
"Benito does things that are wrong. I don't have any influence on him these days. He's full of himself. And he's got himself surrounded by guys who only got brains in their boxing gloves."
That gym was filled with able-bodied men who did nothing to help me.
I talked to them about it. Was a time when women were respected. But now nothing's respected. Drive-by killings, drugs.
He went quiet and sunk into his own thoughts. I remembered what Morelli had told me about Ramirez and previous rape charges. Alpha was either sticking his head in the sand, or else he was actively engaged in cleaning up the mess made by the Golden Goose. I was putting money on the sand theory. I stared at him in stony silence, feeling too isolated in his second-floor ghetto office to honestly vent my thoughts, feeling too angry to attempt polite murmurings.
"If Benito bothers you again, you let me know right away," Alpha said. "I don't like when this kind of stuff happens."
He came to my apartment the night before last and tried to get in. He was abusive in the hall, and he made a mess on my door. If it happens again, I'm filing charges. Alpha was visibly shaken.
"Nobody told me. He didn't hurt anybody, did he?"
No one was hurt. Alpha took a card from the top of his desk and scribbled a number on it.
"This is my home phone," he said, handing me the card. "You have any more trouble, you call me right away. If he damaged your door, I'll make good on it."
"The door's okay. Just keep him away from me." Alpha pressed his lips together and nodded. "I don't suppose you know anything about Carmen Sanchez."
"Only what I read in the papers."